one of the issues with child sponsorship is that as critical as it ever gets is when someone says, I want to know how my money is broken down into admin costs and costs given to child. And so it doesn't ever get more critical than that or more deeper. It is just sort of sitting there at that is the level of critical thinking. And so if someone, I guess, understands this framework of global citizenship, they would be asking much deeper questions than just how is my money distributed in this charity.
Building on what you just said, that sort of encouraging critical thinking rather than sort of a location for giving, you know, honestly, that the answer that I get asked the same question by students, you know, what can I do question. And I really think that political advocacy in Canada aimed at shaping the foreign policy and the decision-making of Canada is more important and has more potential impact in the South than all of the money that Canada gives or Canadians give through NGOs. And so I try and shift people's thinking away from, you know, where in the global South can I give my money, to how can I contribute to having to pressuring for a Canadian foreign policy based on justice rather than exclusively the economic national interests of Canadians. And I think it's hard for people to appreciate that, you know, even their petitions and voting here in Canada is a really impactful sort of potential direction of their action, much more so than if they're giving $20 a month to something. Mm-hmm. Because I think there's also an aspect of wanting to look out to the world and contribute directly to it. But we have to see ourselves as the people who pull the strings on a really big actor that acts in the world and helping to have an influence on those actions is really important.